Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know that. I really do appreciate it. So here are the rules of engagement. We got a lot of baloney and a lot of dumbassery to cover today. First and foremost, always remember to engage with the program. It's really easy. Just text the word Mike. You can use the word Michael too. Text the word Mike to this number, 33103. So on your message application, whatever you use, your message app, you type in this number, 33103. And then you start the message with the word Mike, or if you wanted to, you can use the word Michael, and then you can tell me anything, ask me anything. So the message service is an AMA and a TMA, and as those of you that listen to me through the weekday program know, and those of you on the weekend should know this by now too, text messages are like squirrels to me. I'll be talking about something, take a break, and I'll read the text messages, and boom, I'm chasing that squirrel. So I love text messages. I read them all the time. Does it make any difference whether you're listening to me live or via Memrex? Does anybody get that reference? Whether you're listening to me live or via Memrex, you can text me any time of day or night. I read them all. I just can't respond to all of them. Then the simplest way to do everything else is to go to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. When you get to that page, there is a How to Listen tab. And on the How to Listen tab, you click that. There's an interactive map that shows all the affiliates all across the Fruited Plain, anywhere that you might be living, and how to listen to the program. Sometimes affiliates carry the program live, then they play it later in the evening, and sometimes they play it the next day. So you can find out all of that information at MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Then please do this. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on X, Instagram, and Facebook. All those social media icons are on that page, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Then last but not least, let's talk about the podcast. Please, please subscribe to the podcast. That will get you all of the weekday program. So if you like what I do, if you like what we do on the weekend, you'll love the weekday program. You look for on your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Yeah, me. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown, and then hit subscribe, and then you'll get all the weekday programs plus the weekend program. You'll have all the Michael Brown that you can possibly need, and perhaps even some more. So let's get started. It was a bad week for the president. It was a really bad week for the Democrats. But it was also a funny week for them and kind of pathetic. I do have the video, but I'm not going to play it for you because it's hard to hear. I think there's nothing worse than, and I'm guilty of it sometimes, but there's nothing worse than playing audio that for the audience, it's kind of difficult to hear what's being said. And this is an audio of the president down in Brownsville, Texas. He goes to Brownsville, of all places, because he needs to see the border. Well, I would say that if I wanted to see the border, now, first of all, he has Secret Service all around him. He's got Customs and Border Patrol with him. He's got the impeached Secretary of Homeland Security. So the cartels and all these illegal aliens, they're not going to bother him. They're not going to get within 5 miles of him, if maybe even further. So when he goes to see the border, it's pretty safe for him. Plus, he went to Brownsville, where there's nothing going on. I told my audience earlier this week, these are the numbers for comparison. You compare where Biden went at Brownsville and the number of apprehensions there compared to the number of apprehensions of illegal aliens at, say, Eagle Pass, Texas, where Donald Trump went. These are the general numbers. At Eagle Pass, on any given day, there are an average of more than 500 apprehensions. So 500 a day. Customs and Border Patrol at Eagle Pass arrests, detains, captures, apprehends, whatever word you want to use, about 500 a day at Eagle Pass. Now let's go over to Brownsville, where El Presidente went. You know what the number there is? 5 or 6. No, not 500 or 600. 5 or 6. Yeah. So he didn't see squat. He didn't see anything. And it was hilarious because, now, look, I understand how these whole things work, these whole presidential photo ops work, because, well, I've been involved with the White House advance team and the Secret Service when they put them together. And you need props. But this prop was particularly hilarious. There's one part of the video where you see the president, bless his heart, walking like this stiff old guy. He's probably got cleats on because they don't want him to slip in the dirt. So he's probably wearing golf cleats. I don't know. But he's scooting along with that very stiff gait, and he's mumbling and murmuring to the people around him. And they pass a boat that looks like it's about, you know how you, I mean, I've never owned a boat, but I've had friends who do. And, you know, you back it up, the trailer, you back up the trailer on the dock or the whatever you would call it, the concrete that goes into the lake or the river. And this boat is backed up as if they are getting ready to offload the boat into the river. Except they're not. Because after the president finishes his photo op, there's an intrepid reporter that stands behind, waits behind, and watches as they get back in the pickup truck and drive right off. So they drove up, made it look like they were going to use the boat. The president walks by, he's out of the picture, and they drive away. It's freaking hilarious. But the sad part of the entire video, which I really wish you could hear, I think I've tweeted it out on my Twitter feed. So if you don't follow, this is the reason why you should follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go follow me right now. Anyway, there is a Customs and Border Patrol person who is telling the president, and I'm just paraphrasing here. Okay, sir, now we're going to go over here. So walk with me over here. And then as they start walking, now, Mr. President, you're going to be speaking to, you're going to look at this map. I mean, she's spelling everything out step by step. You're going to look at this map, and then the X is there where you stand, and then some agents are going to come up, and they're going to describe the map to you. And then you're going to walk over here, and there's another X, and you stand over here. And she's literally, I mean, this is, I felt like I was watching somebody in a nursing home, somebody in an assisted care living. Now, we're going to go play dominoes, and the domino table's going to be over here, and you're going to sit in the chair next to the window so you can see the beautiful scenery, because we know you're going to get distracted playing the dominoes. And then they're going to bring you your lunch, and then when lunch is finished, you're going to take a nap, and we're going to walk you over here, and this is what's going to take place. I mean, it is exactly what you would hear in a nursing home or an assisted living place, and that's the freaking President of the United States of America. But when it comes to the Israelis, and it can't see, this is a, there is no segue here. When it comes to the Israelis, when it comes to Hamas, and when it comes to humanitarian aid, well, last week they brought some humanitarian aid in by trucks, and it didn't work. So what are they going to do now? All right. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Get busy and do that right now. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA. And what's going to happen next? We'll see. I've been buying gold as an investment and for protection of my assets for decades. And with volatility everywhere you look, I'm buying more gold right now. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or savings to a gold IRA, tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Give them a call at 855-910-GOLD, or better yet, go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. We will resume normal programming shortly.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. And be sure and get to michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media. So about maybe a week ago, I may be a little off on my timing, but there's a place in the southern Gaza Strip called the Philadelphia Line. It's pretty much the wall at the southern end of the Gaza Strip, that spills over into the Sinai Desert, which, of course, is Egypt. And as the Israeli Defense Forces have moved further and further into the south, virtually eliminating Hamas. I mean, the IDF is almost to the point where they're about to eliminate Hamas. So, hooray for them. Good for them. But the United Nations and the United States decided that, you know, we need, there's a million plus people that are kind of smushed down into the end of this Gaza Strip. And the Egyptian President Sisi is reluctant to let them, I mean, they are building a wall. They're building a space where the Egyptians may eventually take some refugees out of the Gaza Strip. But Sisi, the president of Egypt, is really reticent about doing it because it's going to expose the Egyptians for being complicit with the Iranians and Hamas in moving material, personnel, ammunition, munitions, whatever, through tunnels that are actually in Egypt into the Gaza Strip. So they're a little reluctant to let that be exposed. I think it eventually will. So we started moving in as a nation, this country did, started moving in humanitarian aid into the southern end of the Gaza Strip, and it turned into a total cluster. People were so desperate, pathetically desperate, that they just overwhelmed the trucks. The aid was probably mostly stolen by, Hamas, by terrorists, to be used for whatever control they can exercise over the poor Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, and turned into a complete cluster. So the president announced yesterday, either Thursday or Friday, but into this past week, he announced the imminent drop of humanitarian assistance into Gaza. Biden, to the contrary, saying in the Oval Office that they were going to airdrop humanitarian assistance into Ukraine. I should play that soundbite for you because it's hilarious, but you need the total context to understand how freaking funny it is. He's reading from his note cards in front of the fireplace in the Oval Office. There's somebody in the Oval Office with him, and he's making this announcement about humanitarian aid being airlifted and dropped into Gaza. And he says, Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby was asked a really good question about it at a press briefing that followed that announcement. He was asked how the Biden administration will prevent Hamas from seizing the supplies that it intends to airdrop into Gaza, because the exact same thing happened with the trucks. So explain to me, I just want you to get this mental picture in your head. So you drive trucks into the southern part of Gaza, and Hamas is able to steal all of that. So now, and the IDF actually had to fire their weapons in the air and do things, but still, they were just overwhelmed. So now you're going to drop it with parachutes? So John Kirby is asked how this administration will prevent Hamas from seizing those supplies also that it intends to now airdrop instead of bringing in by trucks. Now, Kirby expressed joy to be asked the question. Yet, he still didn't answer it. See if you can deduce the answer from his response. Now, these airdrops are complicated. They're difficult. But see if you can understand how he's going to prevent Hamas from doing the same thing they did to the trucks.
Can you talk about how the U.S. ensures that the airdropped aid gets to the people who needs it and doesn't end up in the hands of Hamas?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that question, actually, having seen these kinds of operations myself over many years. There's few military operations that are more complicated than humanitarian assistance airdrops. This is a tough military mission to do, because so many parameters have to be exactly right. We're going to pursue this the way we would pursue any such operation, carefully. We know we have to move with a sense of alacrity. We're alive to the need, but we're going to do this in concert with our Jordanian partners. And again, the planning will be robust on this. That said, I know that we will learn from the first airdrops. And this will be a part of a sustained effort. This isn't going to be one and done. There will be additional airdrops planned and executed. And with each one, I think we'll learn more and we'll get better at them. It's very difficult. It is extremely difficult to do an airdrop in such a crowded environment as is Gaza. Very, very densely populated, a lot of people confined to small spaces. So you want to do it in a way that you can get it to close as close as you can to the people in need, but not in a way that puts them in any danger. And so the Pentagon will be doing a raft of planning on this. They'll work their way through that. But I do want to stress that we fully expect that the third and fourth and fifth one won't look like the first and second one. We'll learn and we'll try to improve.
We're going to learn. We're going to learn. You see, these airdrops are complicated. They're difficult. And we're going to practice. We're going to practice. Now, some people might get hurt, you know, in the process, but, you know, the third, fourth, and fifth airdrop are going to look different than the first. Oh. By the way, Hamas is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and therefore one for which it is illegal for American citizens or American taxpayers to render any assistance. So we've already violated that law with trucks, and now we're going to do it with airdrops. And somehow he wants us to be convinced that it's going to get better and better and better. Now, since this was first talked about, at the end of the week, the airdrops have begun. And the Times of Israel reports that our military officials say that the initial drop was carried out using three C-130 airplanes. One of the officials says more than 35,000 meals were airdropped. And there's a video of the airdrop occurring around Rafah. And according to Barak Ravid, the Rafah airdrop included thousands of U.S. military meals of MREs. Wow. We're just going to have to get better at it. So what are we doing in the meantime? We're actually supplying aid to a terrorist organization. I know it's complicated, but maybe we ought to be asking the Egyptians, you really ought to be putting these refugees out of harm's way where they can be fed and clothed and at least put in tents for shelter? What does Egypt have to hide? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400, 1-800-927-2400.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi there, Shasta County. It's Dan Sloan. I want to thank Republicans across Shasta County for selecting me to serve as your GOP leader. Your faith in that leadership has motivated me to run for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2. I'm the only candidate in this race that is a lifelong Republican with a history of fighting to protect our conservative way of life. With my experience, I will protect the foundational values of Shasta County.
Criminals will not receive a get-out-of-jail-free card because we will keep our jail open. You have the right to arm yourself, and I will protect your Second Amendment. Taxpayer dollars won't be needlessly wasted on programs that don't benefit you. And remember, government is done best when we do the opposite of what Gavin Newsom says.
A vote for Dan Sloan is a vote for conservative Republicans. Vote for a leader who understands your needs. Vote Dan Sloan. Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Sloan.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com. Or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
It is absolutely nuts when you think about, Jamie and I were just talking about the Tuesday is Super Tuesday. Nikki Haley is remaining in the race. By the way, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Nikki Haley is remaining in the race. I think I understand why she's doing it. She's doing it because she, you know, when you start a campaign, some people know when it's time to fold. She does not know when it's time to fold. I don't think if she's playing the long game because she thinks that she's maybe setting herself up for 2028, people should understand by now that you might start organizing a campaign right now for 2028, but you can't very well do much. Too much can happen in 4 years, and whoever is the flavor of the day today is not going to be the flavor of the day tomorrow. I mean, look at my friend Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush spent, what, $100 million or something back in 2015, 2016, and he got, did he get one delegate? I don't remember. So Jeb was the presumptive nominee, and then boom, he's gone. And Jeb has since moved on, and Jeb's going to continue to do the work that he does in Florida on education and real estate and everything, and he's not going to run for president, I don't think, ever again. So to sit here and say Nikki Haley is planning everything for 2028 is foolish. Is she thinking about the No Labels Party? Is she going to run on No Labels? Run with Joe Manchin? Joe Manchin's already said that he's not going to run. Is she going to team up with Bobby Kennedy Jr.? I mean, it's just too weird why she's staying in. And then Nikki Haley made this comment. Now, the Koch brothers, of which there's only one left, but the Koch brothers organization, Americans for Prosperity, has withdrawn their funding for the super PAC that they were funding to support Nikki Haley. When Nikki Haley was asked about their withdrawal of money, she said, well, I don't take any money from them. Now she's trying to be too cute by half. Well, no, her campaign cannot, by law, take money from a organization over here that is organized under federal election campaign rules to operate independently from the campaign. They can't coordinate. So she was actually kind of being disingenuous with the reporter. But when that source of money dries up, your campaign's eventually going to kind of die on the vine. So I think Super Tuesday, we'll see Donald Trump run the tables, and he'll win all of those, some of them by, 60-40 or 70-30. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's going to be a wipeout. Surely she will drop out by then, because Republicans, just like Democrats, already know pretty much who their nominee is going to be. So now's the time, and I would much rather we start focusing on the general election. I'd like this as a Democrat and as a Republican. I think these primaries are way too far drawn out. Let's either shove them closer to the conventions, or let's just recognize that we're going to have what's essentially from, let's say, February or March to November. That's the election season. So you have about an 8-month, let's say 9 months, about the same period of time as gestation for a human being. We're going to give birth somewhere in November, on November 5. On the Democrat side, well, let me finish on the Republican side. On the Republican side, you have this bizarro, really bizarre thing going on with Trump is facing, first, I was listening to a podcast this morning while I was walking the dogs, and it was talking about how Trump's going to have to put together virtually $500 million in security, a bond, cash, whatever he can hobble together, $500 million for the two New York cases that he has now been found liable for, the defamation lawsuit against that gossip columnist. Which in both of these lawsuits, don't get me wrong, I think both the lawsuits in New York that he now has to put this huge amount of money up, I think both of them were lawfare. Both of them were pointedly trying to keep Trump, trying to bury Trump under all of this liability. I don't believe for a minute that E. Jean Carroll was defamed by Donald Trump. Even if everything that occurred really actually occurred, I don't think that's defamation. She's a gossip columnist. She was engaged in similar behavior with men all over the place. But nonetheless, of course, a New York jury found that he had defamed her and awarded those outrageous damages. Now, in the other case, where Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, brought this case against Trump and his organizations for allegedly inflating the value of his properties, I think those cases can be summed up in a nutshell. If I were to go get a loan right now, If I went to a mortgage company and I wanted to get a loan on all the real estate that I own, I would put down what I believed to be the value of the homes that I own, the property I own, everything, the cars, everything, on my financial statement. And I would sign that financial statement at the bottom that says, based on my true and honest belief, this is the value of all my property. The bank would then look at that, and they'd say, okay, so you own this home, this home, this home. You own this property and this property. You own these cars. You have this much in, you know, in gold or silver coins or collectibles or antique maps, all the stuff that I enjoy and I have. Now we're going to go do our own appraisal. And we're going to give you a loan based on, you know, we'll negotiate with you what you think it's valued at, what we think it's valued at, and we'll reach an amount that we think is based on your credit score and everything else, the amount of money we'll loan you. That's how it works. And that's what Trump did. And now he's been found liable under this stupid New York law for inflating the value of his property. And a judge who has no expertise whatsoever thinks that Mar-a-Lago, this piece of real estate, where homes around it are sold in the 20, 30 millions of dollars, and that Mar-a-Lago, which is 10 times the size of these homes, is all beachfront property, its own little island, it's only worth $18 million. That's bullcrap. Total bullcrap. And then you have this problem with that particular case in New York. Tell me how you calculate the damages. Who was harmed? Every bank got paid. Nobody lost any money. Nobody got any harm whatsoever. I think it is an absolute travesty of justice. And now, and I don't know how he's going to do it. I mean, I can think of several ways, but I'm not going to try to speculate here, of how he hobbles together enough cash or cash value. Because here's what happens in these civil lawsuits. And this is true in almost every state. You lose a case, a contract case, a defamation case, a case like this stupid case in New York, and the damages are X. But you want to appeal that ruling. You have to put up a bond. You have to put up the value of that decision, of that ruling, of those damages, within 30 days, and you have 30 days to appeal. And so the courts want to know if you're going to appeal that you really are willing to put your money on the line because you think you've been wronged. So this is a pretty standard practice in state courts all over the country. But how can you not, and I think he should claim, that this is a violation of the Eighth Amendment against excessive fines. Because how can you possibly claim that it's anything other than excessive when you say that, oh, Mar-a-Lago was only worth $18 million and you valued it at $100 million, when actually it's probably worth $200 million? I think it's an excessive fine. And I think it is a valid constitutional claim against both of these decisions. But that does not relieve him of the requirement that he post that bond. And if you think that, well, this is just Donald Trump and I hate Donald Trump and I'm glad it happened to him, this is the same kind of thing that can happen to you, particularly in New York. If you're listening to me in New York right now and you do business in New York, you ought to run for your life. Because if for whatever reason they decide to focus on you, the same thing could happen to you. Well, Michael, all I was doing was just filing. I was just trying to get a mortgage on my house. Yeah, and you thought that the house that you own right now is worth $500,000, and the bank thinks it's worth $400,000. And if for whatever reason you have publicly criticized the attorney general, or for whatever reason you've run for city council and you've made a name for yourself, and they decide to come after you, they're going to come after you. This is not what our judicial system is for. And regardless of whether it's Trump or even if it was Biden, or Kamala Harris, or anybody else, I want those decisions overturned. Because that is a travesty. That is a true miscarriage of justice. Now, all of that's going on at the same time that Super Tuesday and the primaries are about to occur. And we're going to know probably pretty darn well by Tuesday night, Wednesday morning of this coming week, who the nominee is going to be on the Republican side. And I think we already on the Democrat side. So what does that mean? Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. What does it mean?
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code LISTEN. Use code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey.
welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Go follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All of those icons, you can just click them on, or at michaelsaysgoyear.com. So my point of that last segment is this. Now fast forward to say, before we get to conventions. The conventions are in July and August of this summer. Now, on both sides, we should know, and I emphasize the word should know, who the nominee is going to be. I only say should because now I want you to think about who you think the nominees are going to be. I think they're going to be Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I don't mean to laugh, but let's think about that. Let's deal with Joe Biden first. Here's the guy who can't even get things straight when he's reading from the note cards. He can't get things straight when he's reading from the teleprompter. He can't go from point A to point B without somebody taking him by the arm and saying, Mr. President, you stand on this X, and then this is your X over here to stand on. He just cannot. It's truly elder abuse, in my opinion. And he's going to be the nominee? Really? I want to watch him for an hour and a half stand up on a stage behind a podium with Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and I don't care who they are. Pick three of the most liberal correspondents in the world and put them up there for a debate and let them ask questions. I want to watch that. It'll be simultaneously sad and pathetic at the same time that it's belly laugh funny. I mean, I hate to say that, but between Trump going after Biden and Biden stumbling around trying to get the right words out, boy, I want to watch that. But step back and think about this. You've got Joe Biden, whom I truly believe, if he's reelected, is a horrible danger to the country, but he will never serve out 4 years, maybe a year or whatever. But are we really going to have Kamala Harris, the airhead, the person who I think is truly dumber than a box of rocks? But, Michael, she's won all these elections in California. I don't know. It just shows that there are a bunch of stupid people in California. Sorry for all of you that live in California. But you know how screwed up your state is. And that's who you want running the country? As we face all these tipping points around the country in the Indo-Pacific, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, we look at the national debt. We could have a debt crisis in this country. I'm not sure Kamala Harris knows how to operate a calculator, yet understand that, you know, we got $39 trillion in debt, and how are we going to handle that? Not a clue. On the other hand, over here, we got Donald Trump. Donald Trump could, by convention, I don't think it'll happen, but he could be a convicted felon in the documents case or in the Georgia case. Or those cases might get postponed long enough that in the middle of the presidential election, he gets convicted. I don't want that to happen, but as I said, I live in Realville. I live in the real world, and that's something that could happen. So then it becomes, how many people get turned off because we think he's convicted? That alone will turn some people off. Other people look at a conviction and say, yes, and that's because they've done everything they can to try to destroy him. Whichever side of that spectrum you fall on, nonetheless, he would be a convicted felon. And we would have, for the first time in our history, a convicted felon running for the presidency of the United States against a guy who can barely keep the oatmeal in his mouth when he has breakfast every morning, that drools, that shuffles around. That's where we are in 2024. You have to laugh, because if you don't, you'll blow your own brains out. That's how bad it is. So while I, as a Republican, definitely want, if Trump's the nominee, I want him to win. We can't do 4 more years of Joe Biden and these policies. I did a story locally. You know, in Colorado, our energy costs, nationwide, our energy costs have dropped by 2%. Do you know in Colorado, because of the stupid climate policies we do in Colorado, that our energy costs have actually gone up by 10%? We have some of the highest inflation of any state in the entire country. We can't keep doing this. We just simply can't keep doing it. Our property taxes are just skyrocketing in this state, and Democrats are killing every bill to try to put a cap on property tax hikes in this state. We can't keep going down this path. So as a Republican, I turn over here and say, but I've got to vote Republican because that coalition, that group over here, is better suited to try to fix things than what the Democrats are, even when it comes to international affairs. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild. And I would say, honestly, obviously as a talk show host, it's like crack for me. But as a citizen, as someone who cares about this country, it scares the hell out of me. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Do that right now. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming, and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you, and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400, 1-800-927-2400.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports on a powerful storm hitting California and Nevada this weekend.
The biggest storm of the season, forecast to dump up to 12 feet of snow in the higher elevation of the Sierra Nevada with 100-mile-per-hour winds, says National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill.
In terms of the snow totals and the winds, you know, it doesn't get much worse than that.
Some roads closed, like a long stretch of Interstate 80, even closed and power out.
Long-lasting, widespread power outages, potentially, from the winds alone, and, you know, also concerns of roof collapse with that much snow.
On Friday, a tornado touching down in Madera County, damaging an elementary school. I'm Julie Walker.
Senator Tom Cotton says there's a good chance potential terrorists are sneaking into the country as a result of President Biden's lax border policies.
Places that have trouble with terrorism, they're probably here not just to, try to take our jobs and maybe commit awful, heinous murders, but commit mass murder in the form of terrorism. Again, it's a natural and logical consequence of Joe Biden's open borders.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Voters in Idaho and Missouri are the latest to weigh in today on their choice for the Republican presidential candidate. Former President Trump is expected to add to his delegate count. For Nikki Haley, she's still looking for her first victory in the race. Journalist Josh Krushauer says that President Biden is in a bind as he tries to satisfy young Democrat voters who are demanding he take a pro-Hamas stance against Israel.
And if he goes further left, he's going to lose a lot more voters in the middle. So he's in this sort of catch-22, not just in Michigan, but across the country. And you can't really placate radicals on the left and expect to actually have majority support in this country.
Krushauer was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Seth Hullhaus brings hope and insight as he fights against socialism and communism on the Man in America podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The role of the digital world in shaping our perception of the real world cannot be overlooked. It seems like all of these mechanisms are dividing us in endless ways.
Subscribe to Man in America today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says wildfires may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas Panhandle. Lone Star Stockyards manager Bill Martin says many cattle lost their lives because of the flames.
People cut fences, open gates so the cows can move on their own, get out of the way of it, but it came so hard, so fast, most of them weren't able to get away from it.
At least two people have been killed by the fires as well. Nebraska voters will get to decide whether to repeal a law that pays for private school tuition with tax dollars.
But Secretary of State Bob Evenden acknowledges the courts will likely ultimately decide if the question makes it onto the November ballot. The school choice law was enacted last year. Evenden believes the referendum question is legal and will appear on the November ballot, quote, unless otherwise ordered by the courts. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. The judge in the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump and his allies said Friday he plans to issue a decision soon on whether the Fulton County District Attorney Bonnie Willis should be disqualified.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump has indicated he'll rule within the next 2 weeks on whether to remove Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis from the case over romantic relationship with the top prosecutor. Attorneys for Trump and his co-defendants told Judge Scott McAfee that keeping the DA on the case threatens to undermine the public's confidence. Willis's office, meanwhile, said the defendants have failed to provide any evidence of any financial benefit to Willis from the relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Willis and Wade say the relationship ended last summer. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
40,000 more dollars to Kevin Cry? Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has now added nearly $150,000 more dollars into Cry in the last 2 months. This brings the total of outside money to Shasta County officials closer to $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And I'm Michael Brown. And I'm glad you're listening to me. These are the rules of engagement for the program. They're pretty simple. First, if you want to engage with the program, it's real easy. We do a lot of text messages back and forth. In fact, I was reading text messages during the break. Really good ones from you goobers. This is the number, 33103. Put that into your message app, 33103. And then you start the message with the word Mike and or Michael, either one. And you tell me anything, you ask me anything. And I read every text message. You can send them anytime, day or night. Whenever you're listening or you think there's a great topic or something, send me a text message. I read every single one of them. Second, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find everything you need to know about the program. You click the tab, How to Listen. You'll find an interactive map of all the affiliates all across the country. When they air the program, when they replay the program, you will see over on the side, you will see the icons for X, Instagram, and Facebook. Follow me on all of those. Instagram and Facebook are at Michael D. Brown. Twitter or X is at Michael Brown USA. You really ought to follow me on those. And then podcasts. I really do appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. It's a great way for both the weekday program and the weekend program for you to get all of it by simply going to whatever podcast app you use. In the search bar, put The Situation with Michael Brown. We have them all combined under that. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once your podcast app pops that up, you hit the subscribe button. And, of course, if you want to, you can leave a 5-star review. But that's how you subscribe. And that gets you all 5 days of the weekday program and the 3 hours of the weekend program. So you get 23 hours of Michael Brown by simply subscribing to The Situation with Michael Brown. And I really do appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. There was this week, Hunter Biden gave a deposition to the House Oversight Committee looking into the impeachment of his father. And they asked him all sorts of questions about the laptop, any number of things. But I thought that deposition, because of things that both sides are saying, kind of gave me the idea that perhaps I should explain kind of how it works inside the Beltway. Most of you intuitively know this, but I want to give you a specific example so that when you hear Hunter Biden say, you know, my dad was not involved in my business dealings. Well, the question arises, what was Hunter Biden's business dealings? What was his business? If you had to, oftentimes if you're filling out a form, you have to obviously put your race and your sex and all that bull crap. But sometimes you have to pull down in a pull down menu. What industry are you involved in? What is Hunter Biden's industry? Hunter Biden's, and for that matter, Joe Biden and Joe Biden's brother, I forget his name, the Biden brothers, those three, their business is this. Very simply, influence peddling. Influence peddling is kind of like money is the mother's milk of politics. Influence peddling is a really crass way of putting, because I think lobbyists fulfill a legitimate role. Lobbyists are there to provide information and obviously persuasion to members of Congress, to the bureaucracy, and even to the White House, to the executive branch. They're there to provide information, and of course, at the same time, they're trying to influence the bureaucracy and the elected officials to see it, to see whatever the issue is from their point of view. Now, sometimes it gets out of hand, but I think there's nothing wrong with trying to get someone to see it from your point of view. Hells bells, I'm lobbying you 23 hours a week. While I would like for you to see everything from my point of view, I know you're not, and that's fine, but I'm not trying to get anything. I'm not trying to, well, I'm trying to get you to listen, but I'm not trying to get legislation passed. So if people want to influence and try to persuade, there's nothing wrong with that. But what's the difference between that and influence peddling? Well, look at influence peddling as three parties. You have those who are peddling the influence. In this case, that would be Hunter Biden. But you have two other parties. For an influence peddler to be able to make any money, they have to have access. And so what does Hunter Biden have? Hunter Biden had unfettered access for his entire, for his father's entire political career as a U.S. senator, as a vice president, and as president. Now, I can tell you back when I was doing consulting, many people would come to me and say, we'd like to hire you as a consultant because we have a product or a service. And we know that you know Donald Rumsfeld, for example. So would you help us? We will pay you X amount of money on a retainer, and we want you to get us in to see Donald Rumsfeld. Well, oftentimes I would tell them, well, first of all, I have to understand what your product or service is. I have to understand whether or not it's legitimate or not. And then once I do my due diligence and I'm satisfied with that you're legitimate, now what you're really paying me for is to persuade the bureaucracy to adopt your product or your service. And I'm willing to go do that for a fee because I think that's a legitimate part of lobbying and consulting. But I would often tell them, you don't need to see Donald Rumsfeld. You don't need to see Colin Powell. You don't need to see the president. You don't need to see the vice president. You don't even need to see the Secretary of Homeland Security. Who you need to see is this contracting officer or this program officer that's in the bowels of the bureaucracy because that's the real decision maker. And so if you want the bureaucracy to start using a particular product or service, and I think that product or service will make the government more efficient or better, then we need to go see this low-level person, not the Secretary of Defense. He doesn't make those decisions. That's not how it works. So back to the influence peddling scheme. The difference between influence peddling and what I just described is that third party. Not me, not the president, not the vice president, not the bureaucracy. It's that third party that's key. Because what are they looking for? They're looking for influence. And they're willing to pay not for someone to legitimately advocate on their behalf about a product or service, but perhaps something more nefarious. Pure, unadulterated influence. We want you, Hunter Biden, to give us access to your dad in exchange for an exorbitant amount of money. Or diamonds, or lavish trips and vacations, or whatever, in hopes that your father will make policy based on us. And when the us is the Chinese Communist Party, or a Ukrainian natural gas company, or any other organization that really doesn't serve the best interests of America, or is trying to influence foreign policy or presidential or vice presidential decisions, that becomes influence peddling. And that's their business. You have the people over here who want the influence, the broker, Hunter Biden, and then the person who could actually effectuate policy changes, a U.S. senator, a vice president, or a president. Having said all of that, I want to give you an example, not related necessarily to Hunter Biden, but to the president, and what I mean about the difference between just pure lobbying about a product or a service and influence peddling. And guess who it involves? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Get to that website. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Who do you think it is?
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Redding, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
spending your weekend well. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you doing that. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. I have to admit, I did not look at text messages during the break because I was having two of a fascinating conversation with Damien. But nevertheless, text Mike or Michael. Tell me anything or ask me anything. And the number's 33103. Get off your butts right now and follow me on Twitter, on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. And don't forget, subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. So who am I talking about? Just to reset the topic real quickly, we're talking about influence peddling. Because I want to give this example, because I do believe that this is the kind of subtle influence peddling. Well, I don't believe, I know. Because I've been there. I've seen it. Alex Soros. Yeah. The son of the billionaire and Democrat mega donor, George Soros, the boogeyman. Alex Soros attended several meetings at the White House in late November, just days before George Soros, his father, contributed $350,000 to support the reelection of Joe Biden. First, you have to put two things together, White House visitor logs and the campaign finance records, which you can find at opensecrets.org or on the FEC website, Federal Election Commission. I think it is FEC.org. FEC.gov, FEC.gov. The White House visitor logs. Anytime you go to the West Wing I wasn't tracked because I never had to swipe my access card to get into the West Wing because my security detail would just drop me off at West Executive Drive and I would just walk in. But if you have a White House pass, you swipe that card, and so there's a log that, you know, Joe Blow went into the Northwest Gate at 8:10 a.m., and so they have a log of that. Visitors, people like Alex Soros, have to give their name, birth date, and social security number prior to the visit in order to be logged in and allowed to get their A-pass to go into the West Wing. Well, that's what happened. White House visitor logs indicate that Alex Soros met with the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, on November 22nd, and with Rachel Chu of the White House Office of Political Strategy, and the energy advisor, Amos Hochstein, the day before. Now, interestingly, Soros serves as the chair of his billionaire father's Open Society Foundations. You know that name. That's this huge network of nonprofit groups, these NGOs, that push progressive policy changes all across the world. Alex Soros was named one of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders back in 2018. Now, the Open Society Foundation holds significant political influence in the Biden government. Most recently, the Soros Political Network was the one pushing for the ceasefire in Gaza. And they were also the ones accusing Israel committing alleged war crimes in response to the Hamas attack back on October 7. Now, while acknowledging Israel has a duty to protect its citizens, the same organization claims that the Jewish state has somehow engaged in violations of international humanitarian law. I personally do not believe they have at all. It's a war, and there are, unfortunately, civilian casualties. And having spoken to and had week-long meetings with the IDF, I kind of know how they operate. And I'm telling you, they do everything they can to avoid civilian casualties. You know, I find it fascinating that we're so wrapped, as a sidebar here, we're so wrapped around the axle about civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip. Do you ever hear or read a story anywhere about civilian casualties in Ukraine or Russia in that war? Well, you might occasionally, but not very often. There's certainly not the clamor and the protest. There's no protest about who's protesting Putin in this country about what he's doing to civilians in Ukraine. It doesn't exist. But back to Soros. Alex Soros made 25 visits to the Biden White House. Now, I think this is notable. During those 25 visits, he was accompanied by a special advisor to the Open Society Foundations, Yassin Yacoubi. That's a longtime aide, personal aide, to George Soros. You make the visit. You speak to the energy advisor. You speak to the political advisor. And you speak to the national security advisor. And then just a few days later, your dad makes a $325,000 contribution to the Biden campaign. That's the kind of subtle influence peddling that goes on all the time. I know it's disgusting. The only thing missing in the open Soros situation is the lack of the third party. You see, if you take the same situation, Alex Soros wants to meet with Jake Sullivan in the White House. But instead of just calling and getting an appointment because of who he is, instead what he does is he calls Hunter Biden and says, hey, I'd like to meet with your dad's national security advisor. And Hunter says, yeah, I can arrange that. And suddenly there's a $325,000 check made out to Hunter Biden. That's real influence peddling. And that's what Hunter Biden's been doing. And is doing it with his father's knowledge. Because he said, oftentimes I put my father on the speakerphone while I was having dinner with, or while I was having a meeting with business associates. Oftentimes I would invite my father to dinner with my business associates. Yeah, they just talked about the weather. What bullcrap. Utter bullcrap. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael at 33103. The magazine Politico apologizes. I wonder why.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Still running high, how do you preserve the value of your dollars? Do what I've always done and buy gold and silver. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or other savings to a gold IRA, tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Call 855-910-GOLD or go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I mean, I really am. I'm always glad to have this group of goobers get together on Saturday and Sunday. It's great to have you. Send me a text. The number's 33103. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Just start the text with the word Mike and or Michael. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And be sure and subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. Go subscribe to it right now. Politico, a reporter by the name of Heidi Prisbilla, I think is it, issued a public apology this past Thursday for insisting those who believe their rights come from God, like I do, like most of you do, that, you know, while we have a right, I talk a lot, obviously, about firearms. And I believe that we have a God-given natural right. It's a natural law, natural right of self-defense. I don't need the government to give me a right of self-defense. As a human being, I have a right of self-defense. Well, she insisted that people who believe that their rights come from God are either extremists or Christian nationalists. And that's become a new buzzword for the, I mean, you've got the buzzword of MAGA. I've always wondered, is there a secret society called MAGA? Is there a secret handshake? What is it? I know what it is. It's giving the middle finger to the government. Christian nationalists, extremists. You see, when you can label your political opponents as extremists, as enemies, as whatever, now you're doing exactly the same kind of thing that occurred during the Cultural Revolution. My God, I hope you get that reference. You know what? If you don't get that reference to the Cultural Revolution, this is why you need to follow me on Twitter. There's a video. The woman's name is Shea Van Fleet. She came here in late 1990s sometime. She moved here from communist China. She's written an amazing book. And there is an interview that she did that you'll find on my Twitter feed, at Michael Brown USA. I want you to go watch that. I mean, it's kind of a sidebar here, but I really do want you to go watch that. Anyway, her apology was published in response to a letter sent to Politico's leadership by two national Christian organizations. The Family Research Council and Catholic Vote criticized this reporter for exhibiting what they deemed as a, and these are their words, disqualifying lack of knowledge of the United States of America's founding documents and a profoundly prejudicial view toward American religious groups. I think that's a very succinct way to put it. And I think it's a very direct way, and I think the words used are exactly what she was doing. She was displaying a disqualifying lack of knowledge about what our founding fathers based this country upon. It was based upon Christianity. It wasn't to the exclusion of any other religions, but it was based on Christian principles. It doesn't mean that we're trying to force Christianity on anybody. But you know the fundamental tenets of Christianity, whether you're a Christian or not, is actually a pretty good way to live your life. But to then take someone who's a Christian and try to call them an extremist and call them Christian nationalists, which is the equivalent of calling somebody a Nazi, in my opinion. In her apology, she tried to clarify her comments. Of course they do. Nobody ever just says, you know what, I was wrong, I'm sorry. Now it was what, you know what, I'm sorry, let me explain to you what I really meant. Let me explain to you what I was really saying. Well, no, you don't need to do that because we heard what you said. She says that she was stressing the difference between Christianity as a religion and Christian nationalism as a political movement. Now, she admitted her responsibility that as a reporter, to use words with precision, and that she expressed remorse for falling short in a recent reporting in all of her media appearances. She wrote, "Many people have views about our rights as Americans that would coincide with those of many of our nation's founders," noting that Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was also an advocate of natural rights. He was a strong advocate of natural rights, I would emphasize. But Prisbilla has repeatedly insinuated that conservatives who make appeals to natural rights, something that I do all the time, that somehow we're pushing a Christian nationalist agenda. Maybe you think I'm extremist. I think I'm pretty mainstream. And I'm not pushing a Christian nationalist agenda. I'm not trying to push Christianity on anyone. Do I make it quite clear that I'm Christian? Of course. But do I go out and do I evangelize on this program? No. Do I sometimes make reference to my Christianity? Yes. There's a huge difference between that and an extremist Christian nationalist political movement, of which, when I think about it, of my wide circle of friends and acquaintances all across the world, not a single one of them would I describe as a Christian nationalist. So here she is, and despite acknowledging her original mistake, now she insists that she does not harbor a bias against religion. And she claims that a pluralistic society should appreciate that both sides of a policy debate might possess religious or idealistic convictions. Well, okay. But what's been the response? The Family Research Council president Tony Perkins, Catholic Vote President Brian Birch, referred to her comments as deeply disturbing in their open letter to Politico. Their argument is that her words were more calculated than clumsy and call for Politico to address what they perceive as religious hostility. I think they're right. The letter's pretty clear. And the letter is, while I don't want to read the whole thing to you, I think it describes kind of how words are used by reporters like this to imbue their reporting with a kind of quiet underlying bias that seeks to, kind of by osmosis, if you will, influence their readers. The letter says that Ms. Prisbilla declared that the uniting belief of Christian nationalists is that rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from an earthly authority, not once acknowledging that our own republic was founded on the belief that our rights came from God, not earthly kings and certainly not government. This understanding of the origin of human rights is clearly articulated in the Declaration of Independence and its proposition that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and it has been reiterated and embraced by every president of the United States since George Washington. But she is, as they write, she's charged with reporting accurately on American government, politics, and law. So it's deeply disturbing, therefore, that she appeared unaware of the opening of the Declaration of Independence or to its references of the laws of nature and of nature's God. They really call her out, and they call her out correctly. But I think they articulate something that we often kind of gloss over in all of our political rhetoric, and it's this. Comments like Ms. Prisbilla's can and often do have life and death consequences for faith communities. In 2023, American places of worship experienced more than double the amount of violence than the year prior, according to a recent report on hostilities against U.S. churches. Last year, a shooter targeted a Christian day school in Nashville, killed 3 9-year-old students and 3 staff. Since May of 2020, Catholic churches have endured more than 400 attacks, from having rocks and bricks thrown through their windows to arson, firebombing, and a growing number of incidents involving property defacement and destruction resulting in tens of millions of dollars in damages. Meanwhile, attacks on the Jewish community, members of the same Judeo-Christian faith tradition that is central to our nation's founding, have risen dramatically. In the weeks following Hamas's October 7 massacre of innocent Israeli civilians, anti-Semitic incidents in the United States have soared 400%. The Family Research Council and the president of Catholic Vote are spot on here. And they're spot on here because this is, and it ties back to me wanting you to watch that video on my Twitter feed. This is how it starts. You start with attacking religion by calling them extremists. What did Hitler do? What did Mao do? What did Lenin and Stalin do? It's not much of a stretch to say that the attack on religion in this country, by starting to claim that anybody who just espouses their religion is an extremist, that's exactly how Mao got his Red Army, all of those youths, to go after and not only attack civilians, but attack the military. There's a cultural revolution underway in this country. I think people are just afraid to admit it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast and get to that, watch that video on Twitter. At Michael Brown USA.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, speaking with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media. Subscribe to the podcast. Be sure and learn how to text. You text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. So the President of the United States, ironically, is leaving the White House this morning. I just got the clips during this last break. And I don't know where he's going. I don't care where he's going. He's probably going to the beach house. So, you know, he's going to go jump on Marine One and take Air Force One and go to Rehoboth or something.
But he stopped and talked to reporters for just a second. And ironically, he talks about two things that I want to reference back to our earlier discussion. First, influence peddling. Remember how I talked about how Hunter Biden said in the deposition, which, by the way, is now publicly available. I don't know whether all of it is, but I think most of it is. Said that, yes, he often called his father, or his father called him, when he was having a meeting with business associates. And he's also testified, because this was a deposition, so I use the word testified. He's also testified that there were many occasions when, in fact, his father would stop by while Hunter was having dinner with his business associates. Now, U.S. senators and particularly vice presidents don't just happen by. No. A vice president, not to the extent of the president, but when Joe Biden was vice president, he had a Secret Service detail, he had a motorcade, he had an armored car, and while he was easier to maneuver around, obviously, than the president, in that case, Obama, nonetheless, he didn't just willy-nilly show up someplace for dinner. He didn't just willy-nilly happen to be at the same restaurant that his son was at, having dinner with business associates. So he is asked specifically whether or not, this is a Fox reporter, I think, he's asked specifically about those interactions.
President Biden is doubling down, saying he didn't interact with his son Hunter's business partners. Listen.
So I'll read the record of every single witness. These guys got to stop.
But you did interact with their partners.
I did not interact with their partners.
You didn't have dinner or lunch
at all.
I didn't interact with them. Wait a minute. You went to, you had a phone call, and Biden's, and Hunter said, "Oh, Dad," because he can call the vice president Dad. "Hey, Dad, I'm here with Xi Jinping and Kung Pao Chow and whomever. I'm sitting here having dinner with all my Chinese friends." "Oh, hello, gentlemen. Nice to hear you. How's everybody doing?" That is the influence peddling. Even if Joe Biden didn't say anything to those business associates, the influence peddling is this. "Oh, excuse me, guys. I've got to take this call. It's my dad, the vice president. Hi, Dad. How you doing?" "Well, I'm having dinner here with, you know, Xi Jinping." That's the influence peddling right there. Now, he says, "I didn't read the record of every single witness." Well, nobody asked you that question. The question was, let me read you the transcript. "I don't read the record of every single witness. These guys got to stop this." Why? Why? Are you trying to obstruct justice? Are you trying to prevent the House from interviewing your son? What do you mean they've got to stop this? The reporter: "But you did interact with their partners." Biden: "I did not interact with their partners." Reporter: "You didn't have dinner or lunch with any of them?" Biden says no. Huh. Now he's contradicting his son.
"A single witness. These guys got to stop this."
"But you did interact with their partners."
"I did not interact with their partners."
"You didn't have dinner or lunch with
them?"
No. I think this is why they don't want him anywhere near reporters. I think this is why they try to control every single thing that he does. In that same gaggle as he's getting ready to leave, the president is asked about, "Why are you waiting to take executive action on the border?" Now, the question is very specific. Why are you waiting to take executive action on the border? Federal statute allows the president, in fact, gives the power to the president at any time that he believes it's in the national interest of the country to close the border. That's an executive order. He can just say, by the power invested in me by the Immigration and Naturalization Act, I am hereby closing the border. He could do that today. That's the question. Why aren't you doing that?
Why are you waiting to take executive action on the border? Because we need more forces on the border. I don't have the authority to do that.
Because I need more forces on the border. I don't have the authority to do that. No, that was not the question. Why are you not taking executive action on the border? Oh, because I need more guys. I don't have the authority to do that. No, you have all the manpower you need. They're busy processing illegal aliens. If you stop the border and say, stop processing, tomorrow at Sunday at noon, stop processing and turn instead to border enforcement, which is what your job description really is, and stop them from coming across the border, he could do that with the stroke of a pen. He doesn't need any authority whatsoever other than the existing law to do that. So begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.